Hello, sweetie. You called? Why do you look so shocked? Are you surprised that your summoning worked? Well, I guess that would be a bit surprising for a young one such as yourself. But I am real, I promise. Do you want me to prove it? I'm sorry, sweetie. I didn't mean to scare you. How about you take my hand? Would that be all right with you, darling? There we go. Doesn't it feel nice? Now, how about I introduce myself? My name is Violet, and I'm here to make your dreams come true tonight. We succubi can sometimes see the dreams of humans, and your dreams have been, well, although I'm sure you don't need me to spell it out for you. You have seemed to have summoned me in pajamas, though. Very interesting. Oh, I suppose the book you use doesn't explain that. When you summon a succubus in that manner, it reappears in whatever form you most desire, in your heart of hearts. And that includes our clothes and accessories, shall I say. Some people like the classic succubus form with horns, wings, and a tail, but of course, that's not for everyone. It looks like you wanted me to be a bit taller than you. That's interesting. I like that. Most people want a succubus much shorter than them. That makes it so much easier to hold you like this with your head nestled right under my chin. Oh my goodness. You got so red. That's adorable. Are you embarrassed, my dear? Now, there's nothing to be ashamed of. You humans have summoned us succubi for practically your entire history, since you discovered how. It's perfectly natural to desire such things, okay? Speaking of which, what would you be interested in doing tonight? Usually I'm the one that takes charge and dominates, but I can tell that's not what you need right now. Oh, are you too shy to say? That's quite all right, darling. How about I do a quick little mind reading on you? All we have to do is rest our foreheads against each other, and I'll be able to see your desires clearly. Is that okay with you? All right, here I come. I can see that you do desire my body, but I don't think it's what you need or want deep inside. I felt a deep and painful loneliness in you, sweetie, that you're desperately trying to cover up. Does that seem right to you, honey? Oh, I'm so sorry, my dear. Come here. That is a terrible burden to bear, and I can tell how much it's affecting you. It's quite all right, okay? How about I comfort you? Would you like that, my dear? You thought that's not what succubi are for? Oh, don't worry about that. You humans are actually rather misinformed about what we truly are. I know the popular human myth is that we are foul demons who steal men's souls in exchange for a night of carnal pleasure, but that's not really correct at all. There are a few succubi and incubi who do such things, but the rest of us, we don't tolerate them, and we do our best to keep them away from humans. Humans are our companions, after all, and or at least they used to be, you see. We have existed alongside humans for your entire history. There used to be a symbiotic relationship between us, as we actually feed on powerful emotions, not just the sexual ones, sweetie. Humans would provide us with our sustenance, and we gave humans a release for those passions that are just too strong to hold in your heart. I am a rather old succubus, you see, and I have seen many ages of humanity. Gradually, humans developed a more and more negative view of us, and eventually are leading to the image of, you know, where we are connected with little more than just sex. But that's not true at all. So it's quite all right that you need someone to be with you and to give you some attention and some pampering. All right? Mwah. I have more experience than you can imagine in caring for humans, so let me take care of you. All right, my dear? I can tell how much you need it. Oh, it's been so long since I've fed on anything other than lust, but this will be a welcome change for me as well. So, first things first, there's a little bit of succubus magic I can use to help you relax. Don't worry, I'm not controlling your mind. I'm just going to do a few things to help you relax, okay, my dear? First, let's make a nice place for you to relax. Okay, sweetie? First, I'll summon a few candles and light them. And next, some new pillows and some sheets. And how about some snacks for you, dear? What would you like, sweetie? Okay, I can do that for you. Okay, now, how about I lay down here and you can lay next to me or on top of me, however you would like. Does that sound good, darling? No, you're not too heavy. I've got my magic, remember? Now, let me just put the covers over you and wrap my arms around you nice and snug. Oh, you look so adorable, cuddled up to me like that. So what's on your mind, my dear? What has got you feeling so down and in the dumps? You're feeling really lonely. Oh, I am sorry, my dear. That is an awful feeling to deal with. I know how important socialization is for your kind, and truth be told, it is for mine as well. It's an awful feeling to face the world by yourself. It can feel so terribly desperate, like no one would ever love you or care for you like you wish they would. The love in your heart festers and turns against you since there's nothing and no one in your life to give it to. It's a terrible pain, and I am so sorry you're dealing with that, my darling. It can feel like there's an aching hole in your chest that will never be filled. But my dear, I promise you will learn to fill it someday. Whether that means a friend or lover, acquaintances or even co-workers, I promise you that if you persist, you will find people out there to love and ones who will return that love back to you. I know it's hard to imagine, my dear, but one day you will wake up without that terrible pain. And maybe one day you'll wake up beside the face of your lover and the pain will be gone. And I can't promise that you won't ever feel this again or tell you when it will stop. But, my dear, I can promise you that one day you won't have to fight against this challenge. I've seen countless human hearts over the centuries, and you are no different to any of them. People have always felt this crushing loneliness, that desperate desire for the company of another. It's only natural, and don't you dare let anyone tell you it's not, okay? I've seen how your society is, and it makes me furious how stoic and cold people are expected to act. That's not how it has to be, you know? People are meant to love each other. I know because I've seen it. And the happiest and most fulfilled groups of people are the ones where they love each other and care for each other's well-being. But, my dear, enough of my history lesson. The point is, I promise you that you are worthy of love, and someday you will find it. No matter how hard your brain tries to tell you otherwise, my dear. Now, let me pamper you some more, okay? How about I scratch that cute little head of yours? Now, how do you feel about yourself, darling? Of course you're worthy of love, my dear. Humans need to be loved and they need to love each other. It's in your nature, no matter what anyone does to try and fight against it. You are a wonderful person, my dear, and I know that because I have seen a glimpse of your mind. You are kind and considerate and you care for people. But your feelings are not a burden, okay? Everyone feels down sometimes, even for a long time. And it's also part of human nature to support each other. You guys wouldn't survive without each other, you know? Some animals can live isolated, but not humans. Humans need love and affection just as much as they need food and water. I promise, my dear, I couldn't tell you how many human hearts I've seen into, but all of them share this. It's something you need. It's something that's prehistoric. Ancient people needed just as much. How about I rub your shoulders a bit, dear? Would you like that? I have one more question for you. Are you okay? Oh dear, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you cry. I've got you. It's okay. Oh darling, just let it out, okay? You're doing great. That's it. Just pour out all of your emotions into me and I will hold you for as long as you'd like, okay? I am not going anywhere, my darling. I promise. I am here for you and I will do whatever brings you the comfort that you so desperately need. I'll hold you snug in my arms and gently stroke your head. That's right, darling. Just let it out. It's okay. There's nothing to be ashamed of. Everyone feels this way sometimes. Okay? I promise. Oh, let me wipe your tears away. Okay? There we go. Mwah. Mwah. I can tell you're feeling pretty drained, especially after a hard cry like that. How about you sleep on my chest tonight, darling? I will be here all night and I won't leave your side. I will be right here if there's anything you need, my darling. You are beautiful and amazing and worthy of love. And I just know you'll find it someday. Now sleep. Close your eyes.